Hi everybody, you already know my name is Jana. I'm married to Martin. This is him. This is my husband Martin. You also know he's a bus driver and he's an amateur photographer. He likes taking photographs. It is his hobby. And again, I'm gonna use some of his pictures in this video. And again, I'm going to use some of his pictures in this video. Martin and I live in a city. Martin and I live in the city. We live together in a city. But you already know we have a cottage in the beautiful countryside. You know from my previous videos, from the videos before this one, you know from my previous videos that we have a cottage in the country and we love to spend our free time there. Now it is October. We have the months of October now. The months we have now is called October. And before October, it was September. The school year starts in September. The school year begins, or the school year starts in September. And as a child, I didn't like September and October. When I was a little girl, I didn't like these months because it was the beginning of the school year. It was the start of the school year. As a child, as a little girl, I didn't like autumn. I did not like autumn. The season now is autumn. Autumn is the season after summer. In British English, it is autumn. But in American English, it is fall. And as a child, as a little girl, I didn't like autumn because it was the beginning of the school year. Now it is different. Now it is not the same. It's different. Now, when I'm not a little girl, when I'm not a child, I love autumn. Autumn is my favorite season. I love the colors of autumn. I love the special light in autumn. I just love the atmosphere of autumn. Repeat after me. Atmosphere. 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 Look at this object. Look at this shape. This is a cube. This shape is a cube. And this shape is a ball or a sphere. Sphere. And now you know two words. A sphere and atmosphere. I really like the atmosphere of autumn. And my husband loves autumn too. He loves taking pictures in autumn. He loves to get up early and to take pictures because there's a special light in the morning. He loves the special morning light. I think all photographers do. I think, in my opinion, all photographers love the morning light. Me too. I also like the morning light. I absolutely love the morning light, but only in the photographs. Because I'm lazy to get up early in the morning. I don't like getting up early. I do not like getting up early in the morning. But my husband doesn't mind getting up early. He's a bus driver and he has to get up very early in the morning. He has to get up at about 3 a.m. It is horrible. It's a horrible idea for me. I think it would kill me. Getting up at 3 a.m. would kill me. Here you can see my garden in autumn. You can see it's not very tidy. It's rather messy. My garden is not tidy. It is messy. It is a little messy. And it's messy for two reasons. The main reason is I simply don't have enough time. I do not have enough time. And it is the main reason why my garden is messy. I haven't got enough time to look after my garden properly. That was the first reason why my garden is messy. And the other reason is I like it this way. I like my garden like this because I think it reflects life. It mirrors life. Life is never completely tidy. There is always some chaos in life. Chaos means mess. Repeat after me. Chaos. Chaos. There is always some chaos in my garden. And there is always some chaos in life. We are trying to organize, to control the chaos. We are trying to organize, to control the mess in our lives, but we are never in full control. And maybe that's the beauty of it. Maybe it is good. It is good that we are not in full control of our lives. Maybe it is good because then our life is full of surprises. You understand surprise? A surprise? And our life is full of surprises. There are many surprises in our life. I cannot fully control my garden. I'm not in full control. I'm not in full control of my garden. And it means my garden is always full of surprises for me. I don't have the last word in my garden. Nature has the last word in my garden. It is not me who has the last word in my garden. It is nature who has last word in my garden.